Nurses and midwives will meet near Sunshine Coast University Hospital at lunchtime today to demand fair pay from the state government. They're demanding a lift in the state wages policy to 5.1% in the upcoming state budget. Currently, the amount being offered is 2.5%. Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union has estimated our nurses and midwives employed by Queensland Health have performed unpaid overtime worth an average of over $11,000 per staff member in 12 months. Today's meeting on the Sunshine Coast is one of many expected across the state this week. A veteran pilot who managed to crash land his light plane in a paddock in the Mary Valley admits it could have been much worse had he not found the clearing in time. Vic Pisani had only just taken off from Gympie Airport on Monday morning when he noticed he was losing power, then the propeller stopped. At low altitude, he managed to glide the plane down to the paddock before the front wheel hit the grass, causing the plane to flip onto its roof. Mr. Pisani wasn't seriously injured and managed to free himself from the wreckage while witnesses called an ambulance. Recreational Aviation Australia is yet to confirm if they'll investigate the incident. And more than 100 delegates from 40 venture capital investment firms are gathering in Noosa today. The Venture Down Under event will help to showcase the strength of the digital industry emerging in the local region and grow our profile amongst investors while creating opportunities for local tech startups and digital service providers. The forum will run for 3 days.